You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, episode 19. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi there. Thank you for joining me today. This is the fifth episode of our series on the path to partnership. And in today's episode, we will talk about things that are not written down in any partnership memo, and that are usually not formally discussed, but that affect a candidate's prospects for a promotion. Throughout the years, I have heard many lawyers express frustration about not understanding the partnership decisions made by their firms. And they sometimes see attorneys who appear to be good performers and who seem to have good financial metrics not make it. And conversely, they can't understand why other lawyers who they did not expect to be made partner actually get promoted. So when a lawyer that you thought would be promoted doesn't get promoted, and when one you thought was a shoo-in doesn't make it, there are usually underlying reasons that you're not aware of that caused the promotion of one and not the other. And today, we will talk about some factors that could explain why certain promotion decisions are made.
Introducing the brand new Quad Pod Podcast Network. At Quad Pod, we have a variety of podcasts that are as unique as you. Visit QODPOD.com, the Quad Pod Podcast Network. That's QODPOD.com.
Hi again. As I mentioned in the intro to this episode, it is common for attorneys to be confused about the promotion decisions made by their firms. These decisions can sometimes be the result of considerations that may not be apparent at first glance, because it is not uncommon for the decision makers who determine who gets promoted to consider in their decision-making process certain factors that go beyond what is said in the partnership memo, or beyond any other formal criteria published by the firm. And today I wanted to address some of those factors. And one of them is the overall situation of the firm, and this includes the financial status of the firm. If you work at a firm that is solid and that is profitable and growing, it will likely be easier for you to be promoted. On the other hand, if your firm is going through financial issues or if its profits are declining, you may have a harder time making partner. As a non-partner, you might not have much insight into your firm's financial situation, but there are some indicators that could give you a hint of the status of your firm. For example, a firm might have financial problems when they lose big clients, or when an important or profitable partner or group leaves the firm, or when the firm's work comes primarily from clients in an industry that is having issues and the firm's clients are struggling. You may also learn about any financial struggles the firm may be facing from comments you hear from partners or from other people who are in leadership positions within the firm. When firms face financial uncertainty, they tend to become more conservative in many regards, and this includes with respect to making people partner. So always be aware of things that are going on that can affect the financial stability of your firm, and then consider whether that could affect your prospects for a promotion. Another factor that often affects promotions is whether the firm is too top-heavy, and that means that the firm has way too many partners already. If, say, 75% of the lawyers in a firm are partners, they will likely be less inclined to promote more attorneys. On the other hand, if the partner to non-partner ratio is low, your chances of getting a promotion could be better. So look at your firm and your practice group and determine if either is top-heavy. If it is, take a moment to consider how promotions have been handled in that firm or group, and how your firm's promotion trends compare to similar firms or similar groups. This can give you a bit of insight regarding how the partner to non-partner ratio could affect you. Something else that affects partnership opportunities is when a partner or group of partners with a very technical expertise leave the firm. The lawyers with that expertise who stay behind might have a greater chance of getting promoted. For example, let's say that most of the securities team at a firm leave, and they take many but not all of the firm's clients in that space. If there are few or no partners left at the firm that practice in that specific niche, and the associate who worked with the group that left has solid substantive knowledge and is able to step up and manage the matters and clients that the departing group left behind, then that lawyer may be promoted early. And there are several reasons for this. One is that the firm might want to ensure that the few lawyers left behind in that practice are happy, so that they stay and they can handle the work for the clients that the firm still has in that space. Another reason is that the firm might want to give the associate that stayed the partner title so that clients in that practice can feel reassured that they are working with a partner-level attorney. The bottom line is that an associate who stays behind and handles the work and keeps clients happy after a big exodus in their team could have an advantage when it comes to making partner. Something else to consider when assessing your chances at a promotion is the overall situation of your practice group or your practice team. The practice group you belong to can affect your candidacy for a promotion. A harsh reality is that in many firms, not all practice groups are viewed equally. Some practice groups have bigger clients and they generate more revenue for the firm, while others may not be as profitable. An associate practicing in a solid and profitable practice group or team will likely have an advantage over an associate that belongs to a low-performing team. And there are multiple reasons for this. As I have mentioned before, candidates for partner need to show that they make economic sense for the firm. An associate in a profitable group is part of a team that, in the whole, makes financial sense because the team is bringing substantial profits to the firm. So by associating yourself with a profitable team, you may be perceived as making financial sense. Also, you will likely have more work and have higher collections, which also helps. And of course, the firm is going to want the leader of the team in which you practice to be happy. And if that person is supporting your candidacy and is your sponsor in the process, the firm might want to make them happy by promoting you. So you should consider which practice groups are more valued at your firm and whether your team is one of them. If you are not part of a strong team, you should develop a strategy that helps you mitigate the negative effects that that could have on your promotion. Something else that can affect a lawyer's prospects for a promotion is if they practice in an area where there are many very, very senior partners. In some cases, these partners may be close to retiring, and the firm may be focusing on which lawyers could take over that practice or handle those clients going forward. An attorney will have an advantage if they are working with a senior partner who has a large book of business or who is the primary contact for important firm clients, and that senior partner is close to retirement. The attorney working with that senior partner could have a better chance at a promotion if they are seen by the firm as the successor of the retiring attorney. And finally, consider the clients you work with. Do you work regularly on matters for important clients? Have you obtained positive results for clients that give the firm a lot of work? If so, the firm may not want to lose you or may not want to upset you because they may fear that if you leave or if you are not happy, that is going to affect the firm's relationship with that large client. So if possible, try to get yourself on matters for important clients of the firm. And when you are on those matters, develop a good relationship with the in-house counsel and with other relevant executives there. Having a solid relationship with important clients of the firm could definitely tip the scale in your favor. While these are some of the unspoken factors that firms consider when making promotion decisions, I hope this has been helpful to you. Please check out the show notes for today's episode for a worksheet that can help you work through the items that we have discussed today. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.